Hey, everybody, welcome back to another version of Flock and Gather. It is the only 18-minute, well, TED Talks too, I always forget that, but this is the 18-minute podcast from the Spa Industry Association. It's Alan Scher. We have 70-plus thousand members around the globe, and one of my very favorite members and a dinner companion of mine when I'm in New York is Bob Henry. It's actually Robert Henry Architects, but I call him Bob. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing, Alan?
Good.
Really good to talk with you.
Oh, you too. It's good to
see you. I always count on you for a pep talk.
Well, we had the pep
talk. You're a great shot in the arm.
We had the 12-minute pep talk before we started the Flocking Gather, but we'll fill in our listeners on the rest of it. And I still smile. I mean, the last time you and I were together is I think we had that Italian dinner in New York, which was fabulous with some other people at one of the shows. And of course, the world's gone to crap the last year, but I think we're coming out the other side. And a lot of people that I'm talking to, Bob, are feeling really positive about the go forward, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more. I'm an optimist at heart. I know that you are. But it seems like, from my perspective, things are moving in the right direction.
Awesome.
So it gives me tremendous hope, as I also feel like I'm getting worn down, you know, as all of us are. So I can't wait to sort of be through this transition and just want it to be as positive and as supportive and healing as possible.
Well, as I told you before we got on the air here, I've taken the news channels off my car and supplanted them with all the comedy channels on XM Sirius. It's a much nicer way to go through the day if I'm out driving.
I love it, and I follow suit. I listen to the 70s music all the time.
Yes, love it.
It brings me back to my high school years and instantly puts me in a positive mood because I think, as we mentioned, like, if you're being spoon-fed too much of that news, it's just overwhelming. I think everybody's had it, so let's incorporate more healthy habits to maintain that positivity, because too much of what's being broadcast still is so challenging.
Well, speaking of positivity, you know, we're in this greater spa channel. I know you do other things as well, but in the spa channel, even though New York and Cali aren't open in a few other states, I remind people, the rest of the country is in some form of open. I talked to spa directors across the country. They're doing business at whatever percent they can be open. They're doing business. And they say people are coming in with kind of that renewed attitude, like, okay, we're going to get there. And yeah, as I said to you, 2021 might be sort of a wash because it could take a long time to get vaccines and to get up to herd immunity. But I'm hearing good things, and that makes my hair grow back on my head again. So for our listeners who don't know, both Bob and I are pretty much bald. So we joke about growing our hair back.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, I'm also really excited to hear, as I feel the whole wellness aspect is needed now more than ever, that they're doing well, they're open, and clients are returning. I mean, one of the biggest frustrations right now for me is I love to get a massage a week if I can. It's what sort of, I mean, I get endorphins as soon as my head hits the table, right? It goes in that face cradle. Endorphins, I'm reminded of that feel good kind of space. And I can't wait to do that again. It's a little difficult here in New York.
Right.
A lot of places are temporarily closed, but hopefully that's going to change.
Come
soon.
To Arizona, son. Everything's open.
Know that. Including the sunshine.
Yep. I am actually, would you believe we're expecting 3 days of rain? But down here, no one bitches about the rain. It's like, come on, rain, bring it on, right? I'm between a hand and stone and an elements. There's 3 miles each direction. Do you know that the hand and stone has 9 therapists on staff? And you can't just call today and get a massage. You got to be booking out 4 or 5 days or you don't get in. The elements the other direction, she told me she has 10 therapists. They'd hire 4 more if they could find them, but all the therapists are busy. They can't hire them.
I can believe it.
Yeah.
Because it's so many people are just looking, you know, for tension and release of just all the ajna and stress. So that's, you know, living in New York, I'm hyper conscious of stress reduction. And as I mentioned earlier, that just really resets me. I'll go at a lunch hour for one hour, or my staff will send me.
They'll make you, Bob, you need to leave the office now. I have to tell you, my Monty, you know Monty Zwang, who's a part of our group. He's probably the smartest numbers guy in our business out in Seattle.
Yeah.
And we have this funny ongoing story. So I had my grandkids in Palm Springs, and the show was coming up, the IECSC show in New York. That was, I think, March 6th, if I remember the date correctly. So the boys had been here a week. So I bring them to Minneapolis, hop on the next plane, go out to New York, set up the booth, go to the where all the mucky mucks are to say hi, only to find out that in 30 minutes they were canceling the show because the Javits Center needs to be a triage center, right, for everything.
Oh,
so I quietly, because they had not spread the word to the floor yet, I walk down to my booth, I start taking everything down and packing up, and all the neighbors are going, where are you going? I'm going, they think they have a different spot for me on a different aisle. I didn't want to say anything and start my own pandemic, right? And so packed everything up. Greg and I get on the phones separate because he's going to Minneapolis, I'm going back to Palm Springs, trying to change our flights to get out of town the next morning. And I went to dinner with Greg and Monty, and I can't remember someone else. And Monty and I still laugh about this, going, it was the most expensive pizza we ever ordered, that we flew to New York, stayed overnight in a hotel, had a great pizza Italian dinner, and got on airplanes the other next day and went home.
Wow. That's
but
that's
New York. I miss New York pizza a lot. Okay. All right. I want to talk to you about something that I think super critical to our industry, because you do a lot of design in the spa. People, if you don't know Bob's company, what's your website, Bob?
www.rdh-architects.com.
Okay, rdh-architects, plural.com.
That's right.
Got to go see what Bob does. He's a king in our business. Bob, all the conversation and in a lot of the meetings that I'm in, talk about this touchless or low touch go forward and why things need to change in the design going forward for spas, because a lot of places are worried about how they're going to do amenities, if their amenities are even open. So can you just touch on addressing kind of, what do we see for design? If I was doing a renovation this year, or I'm thinking of building a new place, what would I be thinking about in terms of the spa channel?
You know, that is a very good question. And a lot of emphasis has been placed on touchable surfaces. But what the science is really supporting and backing and proving is that it is the air quality and sharing the virus, not from a touch surface, but through coughing. That's why the masks are so important and reduces 50% of the contagion. So I might refocus and suggest that one goes with a hybrid mechanical system that increases fresh air exchanges. So I'm in my office now, and we'll leave very simply some of the windows open to increase that air exchange. You know, and basically, I think that in terms of the science is more important. Yet for the consumer, they see what they see. They're not going to see that mechanical system, even though you can announce it or share that. They're going to see how you address the touchless kind of condition. So I think you have to do both. You know, but I think there's been a tremendous amount early on in the virus of the gloves. Remember when everyone was wearing gloves?
Okay.
Now we're realizing that that is far less of an issue. The mask is critically important, and the air quality and air exchanges are what's most important. So if you can say that you have a air purifier in the treatment room and someone physically sees that and hears it running and they know what that is, that I think is as or more important just in terms of the science, but also will give that instant qualification to a client that you're really looking out for them.
Bob, do you know, when we moved in our home here in Arizona in July last year, I love the people who sold us the house who built it, because they bought every single option for the house that had Toll Brothers, including the vacuum through the house, which we never use because it's just easier to vacuum the darn house. But Damian Ferris, who's at Body Work Mall, he's selling air systems into spas and hotels and things across the country. And he got me to purchase for our home. And like a lot of homes here, it's zoned. So you have two furnaces and two air conditioners. I bought from him the Atmosphere system, had it installed right in the furnaces up in the attic, which is where they put them down here. And I have to tell you, even though we have electronic air cleaners, four of them I notice now, it's 6 months later, 7, 8 months, whatever it is, when I quarterly go change the filters aren't near as dirty as they were the first two times I changed them, because those atmosphere ionic systems are catching so much of the bad stuff floating in the air right out of the furnace. And I honestly, I can't smell it anymore. You know, that little ozone rainbow, but I don't smell it anymore. But I know it's working in the house, and I'm thankful because, as you're drinking your pure water, we need clean air and clean water. How do you live without these two things, right?
Right, right. So, yeah, I didn't mean to redirect the importance of that. But yes, those are the two touch points, no pun intended, that we're really focusing on.
Wait, you know, and no, those are the two touchless points so far.
Yeah, touchless points.
Yeah.
The other thing, if you want to work with a metal like copper, is antimicrobial.
Right.
Right. Which is very interesting in that by nature, people will wear copper wristbands, copper cooking equipment, pans. I mean, that's interesting. So sometimes we're specifying a copper kind of handle as you enter a facility, you know?
Okay,
so
Bob.
So everybody's touching that.
I love that idea. I think there's great story around changing. Can you even buy copper? Copper's got to be in high demand right now, right?
Think of the copper penny. I mean, it's not that expensive as other metals. So
can you buy copper handles for your doors?
Yes, of course. Of course you can.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think it's becoming a little bit more popular. Now, also, if you just have your nomadic doors too, right, as you approach them, they'll open like you find often in grocery store conditions. You just, in cold environments like New York and the North, you just have to have these airlocks where there's double doors, right?
Right.
So open and close, and then another open and close. Which are touchless, right? And using a kind of detector, motion detector, or, you know, something that'll automatically do that. And it's the same, you know, with your sinks and everything else. I can definitely see that happening, and it is important. And psychologically, it brings tremendous benefit and comfort, you know, for your clients as well.
Well, and we know, this is a lot more than perception over the last year, right? It's the real.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let me bring up let's talk about the mask things real quick. And then I want to go back to design changes that might be coming up in the spa channel. So I know that if you go to most of the spa places here, you wear your mask into the room, then you can take your mask off, because whether you're prone or supine, you're having your massage or whatever it is, or your facial, you're not wearing a mask. therapists need to wear a mask.
Absolutely.
I happen to go over to the, there's a Four Seasons at True North here, and it's run by the spa's run by a good friend of mine, Yana Roth. And she said they follow the Johns, Four Seasons chain follows the Johns Hopkins rules that say, okay, if you're getting a massage and you're prone, obviously you don't have to wear a mask. But when you turn supine face up, you need to put a mask on, even as the client.
Right.
So we were having coffee on Friday morning at her facility. I said, how are bookings? She goes, they were solidly booked Friday afternoon, all day Saturday and Sunday. So it's not stopping people regardless of what the rules are, but you got to wear a mask if you're going out, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, depending on the therapist and both people's sensitivity, like I've had a therapist ask, would they mind if I wore a mask during the entire massage? And I said, no, because it'll make them feel more comfortable and me more comfortable. So I don't have an issue with that in either situation. I just think it helps psychologically. You want to relax, right? And you want your therapist to be able to relax as well.
Okay, we have another minute to go, but I really want to jump back into what should people be looking for in design? You must be working on new things for the way places lay out. We've talked about pneumatic doors. We've talked about copper on the handles. We all know about masks. What else is going to happen in the next year or two that you think we will see as changes in design?
You know, biophilia or green walls have been around for a while. What's very interesting is some of the science here too, is that even in hospital situations, if a patient has a view of nature out the window and or even a wonderful black and white photograph of the Yosemite, right? That associational connection makes them feel more relaxed. So I would rather have the real deal. So there's sometimes these small little micro gardens now that are becoming more popular, even for your own home desk, right? That if those are integrated throughout the spa, you can still have that large focal green wall, but a small little miniature garden that's maybe 4 by 4 inches of succulents in a treatment room, just to look at that on the sort of the display of the dispensary that you have in the room, if there's an accent light on it, it sort of gives that feel good quality, almost like a candle, not expensive, can be very personalized according to the therapist, you know, and what they bring in. But I think it's just the large scale and small scale kind of treatments that show you care.
I love that idea because I love everything green. And I mean, I'm here, my office is the fourth bedroom right at the front of the house. And I'm looking out, I got 6 kinds of cactus right outside my window. So I love having natural light, that view of the world, and too many spas don't have that stuff. So I love that as an idea. You and I are going to come back, talk more about this later. We've been with Robert Henry from Robert Henry Architects. You can look them up at, is it RDH again, Bob?
Yes.
RDH-architects.com. Bob, you're a world of info, and I can't wait to get my butt back to New York so we can have dinner together.
Thanks so much, Ellen. It's always a pleasure, and continue to remain positive. I want to join your training table.
You can come be on my training table anytime. I know. Visit Robert Henry when you're in New York as well. And friends, remember, please be kind to one another.